So, you need to understand that in your calling, you must factor in your family, your wife, and your non-adult children must be factored in whatever you feel God is calling you to do, or calling you to be, or calling you to be involved in. You can't just ignore them. But that does not mean you disobey God. It means you pray to God that they will understand you. These ones you have to explain clearly what you are getting yourself into, because they are going to suffer the same risks that you yourself are suffering. So think about your wife. Your children, a time will come, they'll be adults, they can be on their own. Your wife is, or your spouse is, until death do us part. I have to keep remembering the person God is calling may be a woman. So he's talking about your husband. You can't just dump him. That God has called me to America, I have a green card, I therefore can leave this old man. After all, we don't have any children. They are now adults. No, you can't do that. When God calls you, he called you into a marriage first, and he's calling you to serve him as a married person. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, he says, the way you are called, the way you are when you are called, is the way you should serve the Lord. So I think you need to understand that you cannot just abandon your spouse in order to serve the Lord. You pray to God that you can share with the vision together, so that you can serve the Lord together. And I think that will be important. So whether you are a woman or a man, that is something you have to pray about and see God's intervention, so that you do not feel like you are justified in abandoning your marriage and disappearing to another country and feeling, wow, good riddance. No, it's not good riddance. Marriage is for keeps. Marriage is until death do us part.